Good morning, Chicago. Welcome back to the Ed Lover Morning Show. If you're just joining us, this morning I was talking to Jen this morning about how the weekend was, and I was telling her my weekend was up and down. And I was told her when we come back, I was going to tell you why God is so amazingly good every day. This is the reason why. Went to Atlanta this weekend. I wasn't in Atlanta for my birthday, so a lot of my friends came to Atlanta for the weekend. My son was also on spring break. My son's IS 22, and he was here. And my wife gave me a surprise birthday dinner.
That is so sweet of
her. Well, all my friends there. That was the up part. The down part was right before we were leaving for dinner, I get a call from my oldest daughter, Tiffany's mother, telling me that my daughter Tiffany lives in Atlanta, also telling me that I needed to go over to Tiffany's complex because her complex was on fire.
Oh, no.
She's only been in her complex for 3 weeks, and she lost everything.
Oh, Ed, I'm so sorry. That's
everything
so
is gone. She was in the house with my grandson.
Are they okay?
The dog and her friend's 2 children, and everybody's okay.
Oh, thank God.
Material things, ladies and gentlemen, mean nothing. The fact that I could have lost my daughter and my grandson is what is. God is so amazingly good, and we take it for granted. You wake up every day, you breathe in, you walk, you get in your car, you go to work, you got a roof over your head. It's so disheartening to stand outside and watch 4 buildings burn up and wow. Watch all these displaced people that don't know what they're going to do, where they're going to lay their head out, how they're going to eat, what's going to happen to them, waiting for somebody from the complex to come talk to them, waiting for the Red Cross or somebody to help them. I mean, my daughter is so lucky that I just happened to be in Atlanta at that time. Well, my wife would have took care of it anyway, but it's just, God is so good because they're alive.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters is your life and your well-being.
That's right. You could get other material things. Like I was giving her the business yesterday a little bit because I had just gave her my washer and dryer that I had when I was in New Jersey. And I just gave her the couch and the love seat and all this other stuff and televisions and stuff and it's on. But that doesn't matter.
No,
when it's all said and done, none of that stuff matters. All that matters is that they're healthy and they're great. And it was a tough night for me last night, you know, just anyway, back and forth on the phone. My grandson couldn't sleep. It's aww. Just, you know, he's crying. He's scared. It's crazy. And it's just, you just got to thank God for life.
You really, really do. Oh,
that's it.
I'm so glad you were able to be there for your daughter, Ed. I am so sorry.
Everything
life matters. Things can be replaced. And luckily, we live in a day and age where, you know, photos are digital, so you don't have to replace that. And it doesn't matter, you know. Just think of the memories. You have that in your head versus photos or mementos of things. It's okay.
Absolutely. When we come back, I'm going to tell you the one thing that my daughter said, who's 36 years old, by the way. The one thing my daughter says, oh, no, that burnt up in the fire, too. I'm going to tell you what that one thing was when we come back, y'all.